We continue by Israel, Hashem's Baruch, to discuss what is the certification process for someone to be a Shaykhid. As we learned in our Gemara, the Gemara speaks about two requirements. Somebody should be a mum, the Shaykhid should be a mumcha, and the Shaykhid should be a muhsik. So as the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph discusses these halachas. And to summarize, a mumcha does not have to know all of the halachas perfectly. If he's proficient enough to know what is a shayla, that already qualifies him to be considered a mumcha. However, if he says the Piskei Tshuva, that something which is usur is mutter, or even he says something which is mutter is usur, so he's being machmer, that he's not qualified as a mumcha. Certainly, as our Gemara keeps on repeating, a shaychet must know the five basic halachas of Hilchas Shechita, Shia, Drusa, Chaluda, Hagramim, and Iker. He has to know how to properly check a knife that it's properly sharp with no pegimus. And he also has to know how to check an animal's lungs to determine that the animal is not a treifa. Also, he has to check the simonim, because the halach, he has to know how to check the simonim, because the halach is after the animal is slaughtered, you have to make sure that the simonim were properly caught. If we don't know for sure that an individual is a mumcha, so we're allowed to allow him to shecht, but we, on the understanding, on the condition that after the shechita, we will test him. And if after he shechted and we test him, we see that he knows Hilchas Shechita, we're allowed to eat from that shechita, but we're not allowed to eat from that meat until the test is administered. If he's no longer here, that we could determine if he is a mumcha or not, since, as our Gemara teaches us, roi mitzuyin etzo shechita mumcha heim, we're allowed to eat from that shechita based on that roif. If the animal is here, we should check the animal to make sure that the simonim were cut. However, the Bach's opinion is that l'chatchila, if we have an individual who we do not know if he's a mumcha, we should not allow him to shecht on the condition that after he shechts, we'll check him. The right thing to do is to test him before he does the shechita. Somebody who's not a mumcha, who doesn't know Hilchas Shechita, and he shechted without any supervision, we should not eat from his shechita. Even if we ask him after he shechted what he did, and based on his answers, it seems that he did the right thing. He says, for sure, I didn't make a shia, I didn't make a drusa. Still, we should not rely on a shechita. The only time we could rely on him is when a godel oimer al gabov, when somebody is supervising his shechita. And some hold that even then, we should not l'chatchila ever rely on a godel oimid agabov. So that's the discussion regarding a mumcha. As we also said, our Gemara discusses a muchzik. A muchzik is someone who knows Hilchas Shechita. And a person, however, we should not allow a person to shecht until we've seen him shecht a number of times. And l'chatchila, of course, we should not allow somebody to be a shechet unless he shechted and we see that it's a number of times and we see that he knows what he's doing. Someone who we see doesn't have the proper qualifications to shecht, the physical qualifications, he can't deal with killing an animal the sight of blood, we shouldn't let him to shecht. The minig is that we don't allow a shoichet to shecht until we know that he was by a rav and that the rav tested him and saw that he could kill three birds and successfully. Moreover, just because somebody has Kabbalah does not mean that we should not constantly be testing him and supervising that he still knows the halacha. And therefore, we don't allow someone to shecht unless he has Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah should not be given unless he was tested and we see that he's proficient in the Hilchas Shechita and also proficient in knowing how to shecht. Once a person has Kabbalah, we could rely on a Shechita. We could rely on his Shechita and not need to do more. The Minhag HaOlam, the Darkei Tshuva, discusses this actually at great length. And the Minhag HaOlam, the Darkei Tshuva says, is that a shochet takes two things. One is that he takes what the Darkei Tshuva calls hoidah. Hoidah seems to indicate that we know that he is proficient in the halacha. And after aksav hoidah, which comes from a shaychet, not from a rav, but the aksav hoidah comes from another shaychet who says that he passed whatever training is necessary, then he should take Kabbalah. It's also appropriate if a shaychet is the city the shaychet of a specific community of a specific city, he should get Kabbalah from the Rav. And the Darkei Tshuva explains this very interestingly. He says, truthfully, it is the obligation of the Rav to check the chalif, the knife of the shoychet, every time he shechts, to ascertain the kashrus of what's being slaughtered. Says the Darkei Tshuva, but we don't have the Rabbanim doing this. The reason we don't have the Rabbanim doing this is because the Rabbanim are relying on the shochtim. But the shoychet has to be a shliach of the Rav of that city. And therefore, it's only acceptable that he should get Kabbalah from the Rav of that city. There are those that take the Darkei Tshuva in Siman Aleph, Siman Lamed Zayin, quotes Achronim that take a Maramshik that discusses how long should the training process of a Shoichet take. And he wants to suggest that the training process of a Shoichet should take up to a year. He says, because the different seasons of the year have an effect on the animals and the birds that are slaughtered. And only when we saw that the shoychet was able to work with animals during all the seasons of the year, then we could be certain that the shoychet is capable and is deserving of to be a shaykhut. As we've discussed in previous shiurim, there is a debate amongst the paiskim exactly how much of a Talmud Chacham must a shaykhut be. But what's interesting is there's certainly no debate amongst the paiskim that a shaykhut has to be a Yerushalayim. We discussed that in the previous shiur, that the foundation of the acceptability of a shaykhut is his Yerushalayim for two reasons. Number one, because there are so many things that are done during the act of shechita that one can never really know that besides the shaykhut himself, what happened. So the only way we can be 100% comfortable that the shechita was done is right is by the shaykhut's word, and he has to be Yerushalayim, that he will be honest even if something went wrong. And also, as we explained, Yerushalayim is so critical in being a shaykhut because a shaykhut needs to recognize the great responsibility he carries in being a shaykhut, and only then can we rely on a shechita.